it's a bit of good fun, to be honest. It's just learning an hour of just playing. It's great to come to a racetrack without any pressure on you, just to have fun.
It was certainly great to watch.
I think we tried to put on a bit of a show at times, just around the hairpin. I got the back end out a few times for the people watching it. Just the noise, and you know, this is what it's like at a weekend, and it's just great. You know, with the actual engine sounds just mega. It's unbelievable.
Everybody says the car is fantastic, the car is definitely. Tell us a little bit about what it's like for you to drive it.
It's quite a difficult car, to be honest. Like, it's a good one to drive.
It's a handful.
Because it's heavy, it's a handful, and it makes us work, which is what motorsport's all about. And it's a true car. It doesn't stick to the road, it actually moves around, and that's what motorsport's about, and we can get close and we can overtake. So it's a nice car, I enjoy it.
Come on, Beck, two top then.
Yeah.
What's a good night for switch teams?
It's been okay at the minute. I think until the actual Tottenham kicks off and the games start, then it won't be. That's when I'll be being busy, being down there watching games and things. But everyone's really, really happy after Magny-Cours, and carry on doing a good job in Tottenham, please. So I'm happy to be driving back in an English club. So.
Absolutely. We,
Anderson,
was talking to the other two British drivers today, that the Flip Moss is developed work on the car. Yeah. And the car is actually a bit handier now than it was last season.
Yeah, the engine's a lot smoother now, which it makes probably a little bit more fun to drive, because the throttle's more responsive, so you can play around with the throttle a bit more, whereas last year you got on the throttle and it was very, the engine wasn't as smooth, so now you can actually put the car where you want it and have some fun.
And the power boost button's a bit more boosty.
A lot more boosty, yeah. After Magny-Cours, it was it's mega to get that much power. It just makes it racing a lot more exciting, because we can actually, from quite a distance, actually overtake.
About the Magny-Cours weekend, because it went really well. You got the first one, only with the first race, and the second race was looking really good going from the back, and then something went all wrong.
Yeah, on the last four laps, we lost system pressure in the car, and so I had no gears, which is something we practiced at just then, switching into manual mode. So on the gearbox, which I didn't know there was, so there's a switch in the gearbox that I can change to manual mode, which hopefully if it happens again, we can. It's not as quick, but at least it'll get you home to the finish. But then at Magny-Cours, we got stuck in, on the last lap, we got stuck in sixth gear. That's why we lost the five places, and it was very hard going into the hairpin, not changing down gears, because you're trying to use the brakes. It was locking up tyres, and made me look like I've been locking up too much, really. But from inside the car, it just wouldn't change down. No, I can't moan. Do you know, we had a great first half of that race, coming through the grid, and I loved every second, but it was just part of motorsport. It's good, especially to be a young English driver with hardly any budget, being able to race against someone like Pizzonia, Benoldi, Pantano. It's unbelievable for me, and I'm just there enjoying every second of it and enjoying the experience. And
that makes me really happy to hear, because so many people complain about the fans alone, and they say, oh, everything's wrong. We think, well, this is a hobby, this is fun.
Enjoying it, and simply make it enjoyable. It's unbelievable. Even all the drivers are so relaxed, and we're just having fun, and that's what motorsport's about. And it's not so much serious in politics. It's about what we do on the track, and we enjoy it. And off the track, we're all good friends. And,
yeah.
And
we've been talking to Duncan. He, in fact, both of them, Duncan and Duncan, they both felt that it's a great short window for a young British driver without much budget. You could really ask him in a short window.
Not really. I mean, to go up against last year's GP2 champion and also ex Formula 1 drivers, it's what a chance, and driving such a car that's
lost in IRL this year.
Exactly. And it is a shop window it's opened a lot of doors for me, and hopefully things will progress in the future.
What would you like to see happen in the future?
Oh, obviously, the dream is to be Formula 1 world champion. That's the dream.
Well, we've noticed to our discomfort that there's remarkably few up-and-coming Brits in no reserve drivers.
The obvious immediate F1 pyramid.
It's so hard for English, I don't know why, but you know, for us to get money to drive is so difficult, whereas in Spain and things, it seems to be actually funding the government from the drivers, and in England, you can get nothing.
Certainly, we're
seeing a
difficult
time. It's obviously difficult, but that's where Super League brings it to life, because we've got three good British drivers in there that all want to have the same goal, and we're all capable of doing it.
This is one thing we love about it, actually, because it gets multiple seats.
Yeah.
Some motorsport fans, especially Formula One fans, get sneaky about Super League, and say, oh, it's good for
us. Yeah.
What would you say?
I'd say it's great, you know, to get the fans from football and motorsport mixed. It's just getting more people involved in motorsport. You know, Formula One's good, and obviously the hardcore fans will just look Formula One, but any motorsport fan to see this car go round will just fall in love with it.
First place last season clashed with the Premier Kid match or something, and it just said, well, that's, they look good at that football.
Yeah,
they don't seem to go the other way as well. The football fans aren't quite as.
I don't know. I mean, Anderlecht last year, there was a lot of support there, and this year, I mean, it's my job really to get the fans involved. Last year, I went to the ground, I made the effort, and then the fans thought, well, he's made the effort to come and watch, so we'll go and watch him. So here now in Tottenham, when first game of the season is against Liverpool, so what a chance to go and go down, be introduced to everybody, and really try and work hard.
So they're really promoting the tie-in this year.
Yeah, they're trying to. And I mean, last year they had no other date they could fit on into him, and it's just unfortunate it kind of crashed on a big Premiership day. This year is nearly on, so there's no matches.
Last year, right at the start of the season, there were all these names out of Champ Car and GP2 and XF1, and then to be fair, maybe if you looked at that first year's roster of drivers, you wouldn't have stood out as one of the drivers with a reputation. You know, you were sticking on the podium with a great run of results. Did you go into the season thinking, well, you know, I've got a on my hands here, or did you feel equal with them? Did you think
I knew it was going to be difficult, obviously. It wasn't going to be the easiest of years racing in those kind of people, but the only reason people didn't know about me because I couldn't afford to race in England. You know, and I had to go to Europe to get the cheaper drives, and then all of a sudden Super League, one of the teams I used to race for, Astraliga, they said, right, Craig, the Anderlecht seat's available, we want you in it, and we know you can prove themselves, and came here, we were quite quick, obviously we had the problems, and then after their victory, I think everyone knew who I was, and we had a double podium, you know, and it's a course of its own into mistakes. I knew I was good, like, or good enough to be there, and it was all through karting, you know, being against the best drivers in karting. My dad would never have let me do a race in those average competition. It was always, I'd have to enter a race and there was top people there. So I was always racing against best, like Barista and people in England, and it made me a better driver.
Money, I suppose, for example, going to America, trying to get a Star Mazda or something, that is possibly another route through.
I think that's a completely other route.
Yeah.
It's hard because I think as soon as you go to America, you're everyone's dream goes. It's hard because you'd make money by going to America, but then it's very hard to then come back over, like, more days proof to get to Formula 1.
Yeah. Also, I think Christian Deere has gone out to America.
Yeah,
he's
doing very well, and I think he'll have a career in America, but it's, whether he comes back to England, I don't know. It's very difficult to get that connection now back. It seems a lot of drivers go there and don't come back.
You
know?
We're lucky to be Darren Manning when he came over for the the Silverstone, and
yeah, it was a different way of racing, really, and that's where Super League really is a more relaxed way of racing and a fun way of racing, a bit like how I guess it is in America, and that's why it's good fun, and that's why I think if more people come along and see it, then they'll see motorsports in a completely different. You know, you watch Formula One now, and the whole building's on F1 races. Politics and it's boring. I can't watch it for like the build up to a race because it's, you know, when the race starts I can watch, but you know, all the build up, they don't talk about drivers or what they've done or how hard they have to work. They just talk about Max Mosley and Ecclestone and this breakaway. It's just ruined the sport, you know. and it makes every step of racing from that, because that's the pinnacle of motorsport. Everyone thinks that it's going to be happening throughout the race. Whereas you come here and it's good fun, Super League, put on a good weekend, everyone enjoys it, and it's just trying to get that over to the public to actually come in and get involved in the races.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the British racing public?
Obviously, now we know Craig Bowley's on the map, and he's proud to be English, and we'll hopefully do the country proud one day, maybe in Formula One, but somehow.